The message has worked so far. Your opponent will become desperate. He'll attack you for the single issue, and he'll whine about the money. He'll beat you up and score some points. Don't panic. The world will be turned upside down in October, trust me. I do. You've got this thing won, Mr. Lake. Keep preaching the same message. Oh, I will. Good, Teddy said, and closed his eyes for a moment as if he needed a quick nap. Then he opened them and said, Now, on an entirely different topic, I'm a little curious about your plans once you get to the White House. Lake was puzzled, and his face showed it. Teddy continued the ambush. You need a partner, Mr. Lake, a first lady, someone to grace the White House with her presence, someone to entertain and decorate, a pretty woman, one young enough to have children. It's been a long time since we had children in the White House, Mr. Lake. You must be kidding. Lake was flabbergasted. I like this Jane Cordell on your staff. She's 38, smart, articulate, quite pretty, though she needs to drop 15 pounds. Her divorce was 12 years ago, and it's forgotten. I think she'd make a fine first lady. Lake cocked his head to one side and was suddenly angry. He wanted to lash out at Teddy, but for the moment, words failed him. He managed to mumble. Have you lost your mind? We know about Ricky. Teddy said, very coolly, with his eyes penetrating Lake's. The wind was sucked out of Lake's lungs, and as he exhaled, he said, Oh my God. He studied his feet for a moment, his entire body frozen in shock. To make matters worse, Teddy handed over a sheet of paper. Lake took it, and instantly recognized it as a copy of his last note to Ricky. Dear Ricky, I think it's best if we end our correspondence. I wish you well with your rehab. Sincerely, Al. Lake almost said that he could explain things. They were not as they seemed. But he decided to say nothing, at least not for a while. The questions flooded his thoughts. How much do they know? How in hell did they intercept the mail? Who else knows? Teddy let him suffer in silence. There was no hurry. When his thoughts cleared somewhat, the politician in Lake came to the surface. Teddy was offering a way out. Teddy was saying, Just play ball with me, son, and things will be fine. Do it my way. And so Lake swallowed hard and said, I actually like her. Of course you do. She's perfect for the job. Yes, she's very loyal. Are you sleeping with her? No, not yet. Start soon. Hold hands with her during the convention. Let the gossip start. Let nature take its course. A week before the election, announce a Christmas wedding. Big or small? Huge. The social event of the year in Washington. I like that. Get her pregnant quickly. Just before your inauguration, announce that the First Lady is expecting. It'll make a marvelous story. And it will be so nice to see young children in the White House again. Lake smiled and nodded and appeared to like the thought. Then he suddenly frowned. Will anyone ever know about Ricky? He asked. No. He's been neutralized. Neutralized? You'll never write another letter, Mr. Lake. And you'll be so busy playing with all your little children that you won't have time to think about people like Ricky. Ricky who? Attaboy, Lake. Attaboy. I'm very sorry, Mr. Maynard. Very sorry. It won't happen again. Of course it won't. I've got the file, Mr. Lake. Always remember that. Teddy began rolling himself backward, as if the meeting was over. It was an isolated moment of weakness, Lake said. Never mind, Lake. T Take care of Jane. Get her a new wardrobe. She works too hard and she looks tired. Ease up on her. She's going to make a wonderful first lady.
Yes, sir.
Teddy was at the door. No more surprises, Lake.
No, sir.
Teddy opened the door and rolled himself away.